With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. We are at the National Equine Forum all day today and I am joined by Maureen James, who very, very excitedly, it's a huge day for you today, Maureen, because you've been nominated for a Sir Colin Spedding Award.
I have, yes.
How's your day been?
Well, it's been wonderful. I mean, I came down yesterday by train from the Midlands, and my daughter Amanda, who's with me, she lives in Battersea, so I've been staying with her and my grandson.
Aww.
Took him to school this morning.
Oh, how nice!
Got an Uber cab. And here we are.
Yes. And here you are, having a fabulous day at the National Equine Forum.
Yes.
And were you lucky enough to meet Her Majesty Princess Royal?
Yes, just have been speaking to her, yes.
What did you say?
What did I say? Well, she thanked me for my services to the association. And we talked a lot about DEFRA, actually, and the effect that it's had on the equestrian world.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, tell us more about you.
So,
you've been nominated for the Sir Colin Spedding Award.
Yes. I mean, basically, because I've done over 40 years working for the Side Saddle Association. The association started in 1974, and I became a member in 75. And I think I've held every position apart from treasurer since then, and I'm currently the president.
Oh, congratulations. Yes. That's great. How long have you been president for?
10 years.
Wow.
Yes.
What, is that a case where you hand down the baton eventually, or do you keep getting nominated because you're doing a great job?
Well, it is for life if you get nominated, but I am actually standing down after 10 years, yes.
And what's your reason for standing down?
Old age, I think.
No, never. The great thing about the equestrian industry is that we never get old.
No, but I'll still be part of the association. I'll still be there. But yes, it's time for younger people to take on, I think.
Oh, amazing. So is there anything that you can think of that stood out over the last, 10 years that that you were really, really fond of with the Side Saddle Association?
Well, really going back for over 40 years, the biggest thing that I'm really pleased and proud about is the fact that the riding has improved so much. The people who are riding side saddle ride so much better now because we have good instructors, we have a lot of competitions, and, the word gets passed around. And
do you still ride?
Not now, no.
But you did for many years.
Yes, I had my first pony at 18 months.
Oh, really? Gosh. And your daughter Amanda's here as well. Does Amanda ride?
Yes, she does. Yes.
Side saddle?
Yes. Not so much now, but yes. I mean, she was a junior rider of the year many years ago.
So I'm fascinated with side saddle. It's very much more, it just seems more elegant, but it also looks really uncomfortable.
It's not uncomfortable if your saddle fits the horse and you fit the saddle. Mm-hmm. It's not as easy to put a rider on a side saddle as it is to in a stride. Mm. You have to have a saddle that fits you and the horse.
But there's a real talent to it. To be able to, I struggle enough getting my horse to know what to do with one leg either side, let alone, because what I've always been taught is that the horse moves away from your pressure. So if both your legs are on one side...
Yes.
How do you...
Well, you have a cane, which is rigid, and it's quite long, and that is your right leg.
Ah.
And, of course, your weight. You use your seat a tremendous amount. Your hands are very independent.
Oh, really?
Yes, so a lot of horses go better to a side saddle than a stride.
Do you do a lot of in-hand work, where you start them on the ground, or is it just a case of training them while you're aboard?
No. Well, usually the horse is established to stride. Mm. You wouldn't start on a young horse. You don't want to put a side saddle on a young horse because their bones are not formed. Mm. And, of course, you are heavier. The saddle is a lot heavier, up
oh,
to
really?
2 stone, yes.
Gosh.
Yeah. So as a result of that, ladies always ride slightly bigger horses than they would ride astride.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Gosh. Mm-hmm. And do you still have any horses? I know you don't
no,
ride
I don't.
Now, do you?
No.
Well, I wish you the best of luck today, Maureen.
Thank you so much
for talking to us. I think it's amazing to just be here. And there are three absolutely fantastic nominees
yes.
today.
Amazing.
I don't know how they. Yes. I don't know how the National Equine Forum have actually picked.
Well, they're nominated by people who have been to the forum before.
Oh, I see. But then, out of all the nominations, there's been some amazing people and some really lovely
yeah.
stories. Mm-hmm. And that could be you up on that stage today. That's so exciting. Little Amanda over there. I say little Amanda, she's not. She's the same age as me, but she looks so pleased. She's come along for the jolly, hasn't
yes.
she?
Yes.
Well, thank you so
not
much,
sure.
Maureen,
thank
for
you.
Everything that you've done for us. Thanks so much for listening. I'm at the National Equine Forum all day today, and I'll be bringing you interviews with guest speakers, with some of the experts. We'll be live tweeting the conversations that are taking place and photos too, so you can get involved in what's happening at the NEF. Tweet us your questions. What do you think about some of the subjects that are being talked about? Just use hashtag horsehour, hashtag NEF17. The experts here are talking in detail about how we can make changes to the industry. How can we improve our equestrian industry? And you're part of that as well, so do tweet us your opinions and your questions. I will speak to you very soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.